Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country.
Our man Mike, he's got a song and a story for everything, doesn't he?
I love it.
It's funny how a topic can dominate an hour. Last week, we brought in Al to just talk about water slides. I mean, we spent a whole hour.
Yeah.
You know what's cool about peaches, too, is, you know, there's a really good dwarf peach tree, several of them. So if you're sitting there in a condo or a patio home, and you're like, man, I just don't have a place. You can grow them in a container, like a whiskey barrel size container, a big clay pot. They do great in containers. They don't get that big, and you get the same great big nice peaches on them, just like you would if you had a great big peach tree. So it's one of the few, you know, besides citrus, that has a really good dwarf size tree. That you could, so there's no excuses not to have a peach tree, I guess, is what I'm getting around.
I put one out of the window from our master bedroom. Man, in the morning, there's just nothing. I just love looking out the window as the sun's coming up and the spring when it's blooming. Man, those peach blooms are gorgeous.
Yeah, I've got one that sits right in the middle of my vegetable garden because it's small and it's kind of a centerpiece for stuff. And when they're blooming, they're just fabulous.
And Julie Murphy from the Farm Bureau, you have peach paradise, is that what it was called?
Yes, peach paradise. And this one's from Carrie Schneff of Schneff Farms in Queen Creek. You need to have a box of vanilla wafers. You need vanilla and milk and of course her famous, world famous, I guess, is that what you said? World famous peaches.
Wine Spectator magazine rated them as the best before any other in the United States.
Wow. Okay, so we need to get her peaches, add Cool Whip to it. But it's a layered dessert. If you go to fillyourplate.org, you'll get all the details. So people following me on
There's
Facebook
There's a problem
can see
with
it.
That recipe.
Uh-oh.
Is how do you keep from eating the vanilla wafer? You know, you need to buy two boxes of vanilla wafers.
Get the two boxes. You can't, you know. And then get an extra set of peaches, too.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, sometimes things just dominate. Peaches, man, they dominated today. It sounds like a commercial for Schnepp Farms. And you'd mentioned that okra one. We have our pecan corner show. It's got jicama and kipra, onions, cayenne pepper,
a little more
port
cayenne
and vinegar.
Unless it's a secret recipe, too, you need to let me put it up on Fill Your Plate. Because
I don't
all
think
of
so.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's handwriting, anyway.
Homegrown and they're family recipes, so.
Oh, yeah, you look at it, man, that old-style handwriting from the turn of the century.
We got that recipe from Uncle before he went to heaven.
So that's a legacy we've kept then.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, let's get to Ronnie wants to talk about a tree recommendation. If you're not sold on peaches, what else can we sell you on?
Hi, good morning. Yes, we were hoping to find a single trunk tree for a small place between our outside wall and the house. We have about 9.5 feet. And I was interested in a kidney wood, but having a hard time finding that.
Oh, and okay. Go ahead.
Wondering what you could recommend.
Well, shoestring acacia.
Shoestring. Okay.
Would be a good one. Texas ebony.
That's a beautiful
tree.
Is
another good small tree. And mastic.
Well, there you go.
There's three good ones.
And all of those available at Harper's?
All of those are Harper's and generally available. The kidney wood, there's only one guy I know that's got any kidney woods, and that's Donnie Waltmeyer at Treeland. And
he's west, Buckeye
Country
almost.
No. Country Club in Elliott.
Treeland
Nursery in South Mesa. I don't know how big a tree she wants to start with, and I don't know how many has, but he may be the only guy in the world that's got a kidney wood tree.
I've never even heard of a kidney wood tree.
You don't see very many of them.
Nine feet isn't very.
That's pretty darn small.
You know, you're talking 5 feet.
You're really
out from the.
You're
from
really
the trunk.
Talking about again thinking about maybe something that's really a large shrub, Tavisha, orange bell or a yellow bell, and trim it up. Train it up as a tree. Maybe a dwarf citrus would be, you know, of course, it's not going to, if she's looking for a little bit of shade out of that. But shoestring acacia might work. It doesn't get very wide. It's going to get tall. So that's pretty tight space for a tree, especially if you want to try and get some tree. Crepe myrtle would be another one that might work there.
Might be another vine application with a trellis. You can put that trellis right where you want the shade, and then that vine will grow right on it. Our tip today, we're just Arbor Month.
Arbor Month. Let's just think of it as tree planting month. You know, it's time to plant trees. You know what? Most cities, and Phoenix is big on this, are trying to increase, you know, their canopy, their shade canopy in the whole town. We've had this problem called urban heat island that we've created. You know, best way to do that is to get some shade on it. And the best way to get some shade on it in the most effective, easy way is to plant more trees. So whether you need to plant one or maybe your neighbor needs one and you can just go help him dig the hole.
And we had some trees. Julie Murphy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm at fillyourplate.org. I hit recipes. I went to peaches. I think I just counted 13 different farms from Wilcox to Wickenburg, Glendale.
Peaches.
Website again?
.org.
Very good. Thank y'all. It's Rosie on the house. To the country, I'm going to eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm going to eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm going to eat a